Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Vossi, the morning's headlines, sporting headlines. The Socceroos have confirmed their place in the third round of the FIFA World Cup qualification with two games in hand following last night's 5-0 win over Lebanon in Canberra. Craig Goodwin starred in his return from illness with two goals and an assist.
Goodwin has stolen a march on the defender and fires it a low cross, and it's in. Second time of asking, Cassini Yangi has his first international goal. There might have been an element of good fortune in the end, but it's Goodwin the provider once again. A little scoop over the top for Craig Goodwin, and he fires it in. That's a glorious goal, befitting of a really good performance by Craig Goodwin on his return to the team after illness. What a hit. Australia 3 clear now. Weighted ball in behind for Iredale as runners at the back post, and that touch presents it on a platter for Craig Goodwin, who has a double, and Australia have 5.
And all of that courtesy of Paramount Plus coverage there. Sydney Swans AFLW players Alexia Hamilton and Paige Shepherd have been suspended for 2 matches for conduct unbecoming. That's the charge in the AFL. AFLW, as we learned yesterday, or I learned yesterday, maybe some people knew, different to the AFL policies and the way things are handled in charges. The Swans say the pair have fallen short of the club standards. I will just say very briefly, because this is headline segment, what a load of bunkum came out of... let's put them in three. We've now got the box set. The way Spencer Lenu incident was dealt with, the way Latrell Mitchell incident was dealt with, and now you can add this AFLW, the way it's been dealt with by the clubs.
By the Swans.
They must think we're all idiots. And the statements that came out, and one of the players saying, I have to win back the respect of my teammates. That's the issue.
What'd you call on that one?
how about give the police who you bought the drugs from?
Meanwhile,
that'd win back the respect of everyone.
Yeah, well, anyway, if you thought that was a big story, this one is bigger. Meanwhile, former Melbourne Demons doctor has sensationally admitted to conducting off-the-books illicit drug tests to help players evade detection on match day. The doctor-turned whistleblower says players who confess to having taken drugs in the days before a game were given secret tests to ensure their systems were clear or were advised to fake an injury so they would not risk being officially tested.
This is huge.
This was brought up in Parliament yesterday.
That's right, by MP Andrew Wilkie. Holding documents, signed documents. He said, the allegations are credible, detailed, provided in signed statements which have been given to me, which clearly identify the sources of the information. It alleges willful inaction by AFL Chairman Richard Goyder and the former CEO Gil McLachlan. Like in rugby league terms, so you understand this. That's like Peter Volandis and Andrew Abdo knowing that this is going on. Not necessarily rubber stamping it, but not stopping it. Knowing that it's going on, and that's how we're going to deal with a drug problem in the game, is that we'll just make sure they don't play match day. Wow.
So no one finds out.
It's swept under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
That is massive. More with Jared Waitley, Vossie, after 8 o'clock.
Now, this story on the cricket, the full schedule for later in the year has come out. Around women's cricket, it will be the first time the MCG will play host to the women's day-night Ashes test. First time day-night Ashes test to be played. It will be at the MCG at the end of January. What do you think the crowd will be?
Or big.
Australia England women's day-night test. I reckon they might feel it. I reckon they might feel the join.
Could do.
End of January. And then the 5 test series for the men's is the Border Gavaskar Trophy Series. First time it's held in Australia since 1991-92. First test in Perth. SCG has the 5th test.
That's a good summer of cricket. Our thoughts, Vossie, certainly with Mick Fanning and his family today after the tragic news yesterday that he lost another brother, Edward. It's his third brother to pass away. His eldest brother, Peter, died in his sleep in 2015 at just 43, while his other brother, Sean, was killed in a car crash in 1998 at just 20. So Mick, the youngest of 4 boys, still has a sister alive, but Mick has now lost his 3 older brothers.
And the parents are still alive. Feel for them, burying 3 of their sons.
Very hard.
That is just an awful story. Edward died in Madagascar, where he ran a surf tour. Don't know the circumstances of death, but that's where he died. It was in Madagascar. Had a surf tour there. And Lauren Jackson is almost certain to make her fifth Olympics after being named in an extended 26-woman Opel squad for Paris. We are in an Olympic year.
Vossie, thanks for making the switch to SEN 1170 AM, the home of sport in Sydney. Our Great Southern Bank open line is 1300 01 1170. Lines are available. Jump on now for your chance to be our Club Meg Caller of the Week. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments.